Let's turn to Romans chapter 6. I'm going to do something radically different this morning. I'm going to give what's called a sermon or a message from the Word of God rather than a discussion among the rabbis. You remember what a sermon is or a message? Okay. Romans 6. The rabbi had just written that as people sinned more, God's grace became more abundant. More sin, more grace. Paul anticipated a response to this. Verse 1, well then, should we keep on sinning so that grace, so that God can show us more and more of his grace? The answer, of course not. The reason, since we have died to sin, how can we continue to live in it? We have died to sin. Interesting. How? In what way have we died to sin? The rabbi explained. Or have you forgotten that when we were joined with Messiah Yeshua in baptism, we joined him in his death? For we died, and we were buried with Messiah by baptism. And just as Messiah was raised from the dead by the glorious power of the Father, now we also may live new lives. Those who are saved, those who are born again, are united to the Son of God. And the great things that happen to Messiah Yeshua, like his death and his resurrection, happen to us. Yeshua died, we die. That is our old sinful nature with its corrupt desires. It dies. Yeshua was raised from the dead, and right now he is living a new and different kind of life than the life he lived on earth. And we die, and we rise from the dead. We receive new life. The death of our old nature and the reception of our new life are realities. They really happened when we were saved, when we were born again, when we received a new nature. More about our death and our new life. Since we have been united with him in his death, we will also be raised to life as he was. We will be raised to life as Yeshua was. In the future, when we will be resurrected. However, being raised to life as Yeshua was raised to life is not limited to the resurrection in the future. Being raised to live a new life is meant to be experienced right now, in the present. We are to live a new kind of life right now, a life that is like the life that Yeshua is living right now. A righteous life, a holy life, a life lived for the glory of God. We can live that new kind of life now because our relationship to sin has dramatically changed. The rabbi continued, we know that our old sinful selves were crucified with Messiah. so that sin might lose its power in our lives. We are no longer slaves to sin. For when we died with Messiah, we were set free from the power of sin. And since we died with Messiah, we know we will also live with him. Slaves to sin. Sin is very much a reality. Sin is a real thing, and it's powerful, and it can be very seductive. It can be like a wild animal hunting us, wanting to kill us. The Lord said to Cain, sin is crouching at the door. Picture a tiger, a lion, eager to control you. But you must subdue it and be its master. Sin is a real thing, powerful. Before we become followers of Messiah, we are slaves to sin. Sin is our master. It is our Lord. It controls us. It dominates us. It enslaves us. This is the human condition. Slaves to sin. However, when we become followers of Messiah, our relationship to our master, sin, changes radically, dramatically. Our old selves die. Sin is dethroned. It's no longer our Lord, our Master, our King. We are set free from its power. That frees us to live a new kind of life. The same kind of life that Messiah is now living. A life dedicated to serving God. A life of holiness. A life of righteousness. How can we be sure that we can die to our old sinful selves and live that new holy kind of life, that new righteous kind of life? Because when we are united to the Lord Yeshua, the great things that happen to him, like his death and his resurrection, really happen to us. The rabbi continued, we are sure of this because Messiah was raised from the dead. And he will never die again. Death no longer has any power over him. When he died once to break the power of sin. But now that he lives for the glory of God. So you also should consider yourselves to be dead to the power of sin and alive to God through Messiah Yeshua. Messiah died to atone for sin, to overcome sin, to break the power of sin. And he was amazingly successful. How do we know that he was successful? Because death is the consequence of sin, and death no longer has any power over Yeshua. He is immortal. He will never die again. He is alive now and will be alive forever. And living this new immortal life to bring glory to his Father. And we can live the same way. We should live the same way. alive to God, overcoming sin, living for the glory of God, serving God like Yeshua is. How can we live that way? By understanding that like Yeshua, we are dead to the power of sin. It really no longer is our master. It really no longer has the power to enslave us. It really no longer controls us so that we do what sin wants us to do. Now we are able to believe the right things and consistently do the right things and live lives that honor our Creator. We died to sin. It's no longer our master. We have a new master, the Lord Yeshua. We have a new nature, a new godly nature. We have the Spirit of Yeshua living in us. Greater is the power of the one living in us than the power of sin. Greater is the power of the one living in us than the power of Satan and the fallen angels. When we are saved, our old nature died, and our relationship to sin died. We are now dead to the power of sin, and we are now alive to God. I love that phrase, alive to God. That means if you're alive to God, you are aware of Him. You are thinking about Him. You want to please Him with righteous living. You want to serve Him. You want to praise Him. You want to thank Him. You want to proclaim His message of salvation to a lost and dying world. You want to build up His community. Alive to God, dead to sin. That is our true spiritual state if we are saved, if we are born again. Sin does not control us like it did before, like it controls the non-born-agains. The non-born-agains don't believe the right things, and they don't consistently do the right things. They are slaves to sin. We, however, now have the ability to control the way we live and not yield to sin and sinful desires. The rabbi continued, do not let sin control the way you live. Do not give in to sinful desires. Do not let any part of your body become an instrument of evil to serve sin. Unlike before we were saved, before we were born again, before we died and were raised to new life, we now have the choice to not let sin control the way we live. We didn't have that choice before. It did control the way we lived and what we believed, but no longer. We now have the choice to not give into sin and sinful desires. We have the choice to not let any part of our body become an instrument of evil to serve sin. We can choose to use our eyes to look at what is good and not look at what is bad. We can choose to use our ears to listen to what is right and true and not listen to what is false and wrong. We can choose to use our hands to do what is good and our feet to walk on the right path. We can choose to use our bodies to honor God, not dishonor Him. We now have that choice, whereas we didn't when we were slaves to sin. unlike before we were born again and our old nature died and we received a new godly nature, we have the ability to choose to give ourselves to God and do what is right. The rabbi continued, instead, give yourselves completely to God. For you were dead, but now you have new life. So, use your whole body as an instrument to do what is right for the glory of God. Why do we have the ability to choose to give ourselves to serve God and consistently do what is right? Because our religion is now God-centered, not law-centered. And our religious experience now is full of grace. The rabbi continued, sin is no longer your master, for you no longer live under the requirements of the law. Instead, you live under the freedom of God's grace. So another reason we can have victorious living. Sin is no longer our master, for you no longer live under the requirements of the law, but rather under the freedom of God's grace. There are so many religious people whose focus is not God, and having a intimate personal relationship with the living God and cultivating and nurturing that intimate personal relationship with the living God. That's not their focus. Their focus is Torah observance. Their focus is mitzvot, commandments. Their focus is doing the law, keeping the law. Their religion is focused on meeting a set of requirements, following a list of do's and don'ts. Sin will always master those whose focus is on external actions. And their focus is not on being in a right relationship with the living God and cultivating and nurturing a close personal relationship with the living God. Sin will always be their master if their focus is on external activities and actions and human effort. That's the wrong approach to right living. It's the wrong approach to pleasing God. It ignores the essence of religion, having a close, personal, intimate relationship with the living God, getting into a right relationship with God that comes from faith in Yeshua the Messiah. Right living comes from the grace which results in being saved, being born again, being in a right relationship with the righteous God. When we are made right with God, we receive even more grace. We receive a new love for God, a new desire to please God, a new desire to do the right things and not do the wrong things that displease God. From our new relationship with God and our new nature comes a dislike for sin and sinful living. We naturally resist temptation and turn away from sin and sinful living. It comes naturally to us. The rabbi from Tarsus anticipated another response about grace and law and sin. Well then, since God's grace has set us free from the law, does that mean we can go on sinning? Of course not. And here's the reason he gave. Don't you realize that you become the slaves of whatever you choose to obey? You can be a slave to sin, which leads to death, or you can choose to obey God, which leads to righteous living. Thank God. Once you were slaves of sin, but now you wholeheartedly obey this teaching we have given you. Now you are free from your slavery to sin, and you have become slaves to righteous living. Paul gives us a principle. Human beings are designed to serve someone greater than they are. Human beings will serve someone greater than they are. Bob Dylan, who is Jewish and went through a Yeshua phase some years ago, and I hope his Yeshua phase is still with him. Bob Dylan understood this principle. And here's some of the lyrics from his song, Gotta Serve Somebody. You may be an ambassador to England or France. You may like to gamble. You might like to dance. You may be the heavyweight champion of the world. You may be a socialite with a long string of pearls. But you're gonna have to serve somebody. Yes, indeed. You're going to have to serve somebody. Well, it may be the devil or it may be the Lord, but you're going to have to serve somebody. You might be a rock and roll addict prancing on the stage. You might have drugs at your command, women in a cage. You may be a businessman or some high degree thief. They may call you doctor or they may call you chief, but you're going to have to serve somebody. Yes, indeed, you're going to have to serve somebody. Well, it may be the devil or it may be the Lord, but you're going to have to serve somebody. And there's more lyrics with the same theme. Each one of us will serve the devil, which results in believing the wrong things and consistently doing the wrong things, which results in death. Or we will choose to serve the Lord and righteous living, which results in eternal life. Whom do you serve? Who is your master? The Lord or the devil? Sin and sinful desires or righteous living? What we believe and the way we invest our time, talent, and treasure will reveal who our true master is. The rabbi continued, because of the weakness of your human nature, I'm using the illustration of slavery to help you understand all this. Previously, you let yourselves be slaves to impurity and lawlessness, which led ever deeper into sin. Now you must give yourselves to be slaves to righteous living so that you will become holy. How do we do that? How do we give ourselves to be slaves to righteous living so that we will become holy? It's simple. We walk in the Spirit. Walk in the Spirit. If we walk in the Spirit, which means live in the Spirit, we will not carry out the sinful desires of the old nature. If we walk in the Spirit, if we live in the Spirit, we will be slaves to righteous living. What does it mean to walk in the Spirit? What is walking in the Spirit? It's being spiritually alive, alive to God. It's being aware of God. It means focusing your mind on God as soon as you get up in the morning and throughout the day. It's praying throughout the day, talking to the Lord, thanking Him, praising Him, serving Him. The result of walking in the Spirit is avoidance of sin and holy living. Walk in the Spirit, you will not carry out the corrupt desires of the old nature. It's as simple as that. Are you walking in the Spirit, living in the Spirit, alive to God, focused on Him, thinking about Him, cultivating, nurturing a close, personal, intimate relationship with the living God on a moment-by-moment basis? That's the way to live right. That's the way to become holy. That's the way to overcome sin. When you were slaves to sin, you were free from the obligation to do right. And what was the result? You are now ashamed of the things you used to do, things that end in eternal doom. But now you are free from the power of sin and have become slaves of God. Now you do those things that lead to holiness and result in eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life through Messiah Yeshua, our Lord. There are two kinds of people in this world. The first kind are those who are slaves of sin. They naturally do things that are sinful. They believe the wrong things and they do the wrong things on a consistent basis. That's their nature. They are slaves to sin. They are unable to lead righteous lives, lives that are holy, lives that please God, lives that honor God. Unable. Their end is eternal doom. Then there's a second kind of people. They were slaves of sin, but because of the grace of God and their faith in Messiah Yeshua, they have been freed from their master sin and the power of sin. They are now slaves of God and slaves of righteous living. They believe the right things, and they consistently do the right things because they're walking in the Spirit. They will live forever. Slaves of God. I want to talk about that before I end this message. What does it mean to be a slave of God? That's what we are to be, slaves of God. What does that mean? It means that we understand that God bought us at a very high price, the death of His wonderful Son. He bought us. We belong to him. We are no longer our own. God owns us, which means he has the right to use us the way he wants to use us. We understand that we live not to serve ourselves, but to serve God. That means that we choose to put God's interests above our own interests, his will above our will. We choose to live the way he wants us to live and do the things he wants us to do. Are you a slave to God and righteous living, walking in the Spirit? Or are you still a slave to Satan and sin and sinful living? You're one or the other. Let's pray. Lord God, help us to die to our old self and its sinful desires the way we should, and be alive to you, aware of you, focused on you, thinking of you, talking to you, serving you. Help our religion to be one where we are focused on you and nurturing and cultivating a close personal relationship with you on a moment-by-moment basis. Heavenly Father, help us walk in the Spirit, live in the Spirit, each and every day. Help us to be slaves to you and righteous living, holy men and holy women. Amen.